Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
She said, I've seen you in here before.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Meet my twin sister Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight.
That's right, it's the nation, it's Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with David Shurtleff. And Andy, that is your theme song there. I like this bar.
Thanks, Jeff.
Anyway, welcome to the nation. The next few days we're supposed to have like some really great weather. You know, warm weather, dry. The orange orb is out in the sky. That's kind of an interesting thing for us around here. So as you're looking out your window and your backyard and you think to yourself, man, do I need a new deck and some barbecue space? Well, today on The Nation, we are joined by Dan Williams from Dan Williams Construction. Dan specializes in decks and fencing, and he's a friend of Handy Bob's from around the house. Dan's decks are large enough and strong enough to withstand all manners of barbecue abuse. I wrote that for you. Feel free if you want to use it.
Thank you.
Also today in the studio, we welcome back our old buddy Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest. Andy will be sharing information about outdoor kitchens from the too high to do it yourself to the do-it-yourself kitchens there. And Toby Keith's going to be sharing his music with us today, so let's go. Welcome, guys, to the show.
I'm glad to be back, JT.
Yeah, no problem. I can put up with you for another hour, I guess.
You think so?
Yeah. Anyway.
Good luck.
So, Dan, what we do on this show is we are obviously about outdoor cooking and barbecues and all that stuff, but we're not just limited to that. We are into kind of a theme song of life as a party, okay? So when people are looking at either building a deck or replacing a deck, and they're keeping in mind that it's not just for the grandkids to play on, but they want to entertain on it, they want to grill on it, they want to do that. What's the first couple things they should look for or think about?
Probably what do they want with it? If they want, like, less maintenance, like a Trex product, composite. If they want something that's going to last 40, 50 years, like a hardwood, like Ipe, you know, just what they want, what they want to do with it.
Now, Trex is like ground-up tires or something that's glued together. I've heard the term. I've walked on the decks, but I don't know what it's made out of.
It's 95% recycled material.
Okay.
It's the little plastic bags that you get at Safeway.
Uh-huh.
And even the wood is recycled. They're old pallets that don't make it anymore, so it's a hardwood. And then the 5% is the new vinyl. That's it's wrapped in that gives it a 25-year no fade no stain, you know, warranty.
So it's like this material's recycled, compressed, and they put this stuff on the exterior.
Right.
Okay.
So it doesn't require maintenance, is what you're
right.
saying.
Right. Yeah. And keep it clean.
You can pressure wash it and spill stuff on it.
Wish I would have used that last time I did my deck because I got to redo my deck now.
Well, he's the man to talk to.
Okay.
He's the man
after the show.
Okay. He's the man to talk to. And then on the hardwoods, like more, what would I say, conventional customary decks that people are used to?
These are mostly high-end. Ipe has been around forever. It does not rot like cedar, you know, softwood. Brazilian redwood is a good. Even mahogany is... pretty much a lifetime deck. The frame is going to go before the mahogany, you know, wood
yeah.
is going to go.
Okay. So when you're building these things, you know, a lot of people come in kind of after the fact. And when I say that, it's their thought process. They build stuff. They landscape their backyards. But then they say, I wish I would have done this. You know, I wish I would have done that. So how difficult is it? And we're going to get to Andy in this in just a second, too. If you're going to build a deck, and it's a large size one. So let's say it's 800 square feet or whatever it is, but you want on that deck an actual cooking structure. You want a place to put a couple barbecues. You might have a conventional brick oven out there or something like that. The thought process of making sure they can get the power and the water to it and all that, is it hard to come back and fix those later if they didn't do that in the beginning? Or
it's not impossible. It costs a little bit more money, but
yeah.
The better you have it planned out, the better you are. I have a portfolio that I carry with me of all the pictures, and that's really a good avenue to, look at,
mm-hmm.
Oh, this is what I like. This will work good in this corner, that kind of thing.
Do you have to take into consideration the weight of these products? I mean, besides me and Andy that are weighty guys, but excuse me, a roll-on Weber barbecue doesn't weigh much, 100 pounds, 120 pounds, something like that. When you start talking about more of a Kamado type, the Primos, the Black Olives, those get very heavy. If you're going to build a permanent structure, an oven or something, that's really heavy over the period of time. So which is better for those types of things to consider?
They both can be work. You just build it, like you put a hot tub on, mm-hmm. on a deck. You just got to build it to accommodate that. If they told me what the weight is, I know how to design it.
Okay. Andy, as far as putting a kitchen out there in balance, now when you're building these outdoor kitchens, some of them you would put on a slab, of course, and then some would be more portable and you can, like your Delta grills or something mm-hmm. like that, and you would put those up on a deck. What are your considerations when you're talking to your customers about those and they're thinking slab versus deck?
Well, what's really cool about the stuff that I carry, the frames are made of aluminum, and you put cement board on them, and you can, have them put into 6 feet pieces and walk them up there, and then you go on a deck or a slab. If you got into CMU blocks or concrete blocks, like a lot of landscape companies do, a lot of builders do, that's kind of hard to do on a wooden deck. Our product is meant to go anywhere, and you dream it, we design it, we put it in, you enjoy it.
Are there any temperature considerations?
Negative. And they all have lifetime warranties.
What, are we in the military now? Negative?
Negative Ghost Rider.
Okay.
No. It's built very well. The product, as you know, that I carry is all American made, and it's built to last, and you can enjoy it the last time and have a good produced outcome.
So you don't worry about that?
Nope.
Okay, but what about the guy with the old kettle Weber, that Dan that gets out there and he's got a kettle full of hot Kingsford briquettes, and he spills a few of them. Those things.
And I've done that before.
And I know you have. And so that's why I was asking him the question.
Okay. EPE is Class A fire.
Okay.
You can literally put a burning coal on it. It will not light. Trex, the composite, is a Class B, meaning it will not, fire up, but it'll probably melt and go through. So it's cedar is like the worst because it's so
combustible.
Yes.
Yeah. We know that from personal experience, don't we, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Anyway, so have you ever had people say, "I want you to build me a deck that I can just barbecue on"?
Yes.
Okay.
What I did is I put slate under. It was a Ipe deck, and then I put slate in a corner where they're going to be, barbecuing.
Uh-huh.
And so, the grease or anything's not going to bother it. That kind of thing can be, washed off easily.
Oh, cool. That's really cool. And how about you? Do you have anybody come up and say, I want you to build this specifically for it can go on a deck?
That's about all I do, actually.
Yeah?
Deck or slab, but a lot of, it's about 50-50 as far as I've seen. But, I want Dan to do what he does, and I don't want to build decks, and I don't want to do slabs, but I'm the guy that comes in after that and takes care of the kitchen part. And
cool.
It's all custom.
And it works.
And it works.
So and it far. Works. All right, we're going to take a break here on The Nation. We will be back with Dan and Andy and Mrs. Dan sitting over there in the corner. She's been very quiet here. We'll get something out of her before the end of the show. Don't go away. The Nation will return.
Did you find the line? just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend, Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister.
It's Full Flavored Radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came.
Hey, welcome back to the nation. That would be Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. And hi atop PDX and
KXL in downtown Portland here.
If you want to email us, it's easy to do. Barbecue Nation, that's the letters BBQ, the word nation, at KXL.com. And if you want to send us a recipe, same thing, recipes at KXL.com. Want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KPNW down in Eugene and KACI up in the Dalles Hood River area. Thanks, guys, for having us on your air. Sportsman Show is coming up next week. And our friends at Bear Mountain Forest Products are going to be there. And they're also going to have their smokehouse products there, the Little Chief Smokers and all that. So stop by and say hi to them. Go in there and ask for a guy named Levi. Levi's a cool guy. He used to be a ski bum. And now he's their marketing director. Ask him. Tell him I told you to give him a good deal on one of their products. All right? Now we're back with Andy and Dan here. We're talking about decks and barbecues and getting ready for spring. How important is it, Andy, for people to plan ahead? Now, we were talking about that with the, you know, Dan's decks and stuff, kind of think ahead because he doesn't want to have to come back and tear some stuff up and replumb it or whatever. Same with you. When they're looking at, they want to make some changes in their backyard, they want to make some changes to their cooking apparatus back there, smokers, grills, whatever. How important is it for them to plan ahead, and what should they be thinking as they plan ahead?
Well, you know, I like to work in tandem with people like Dan, you know, kind of in the early stages of it. You know, it's all in the prep work, kind of like painting. So we can figure out where different things are going, like where a sink is going so we can get the plumbing in, the electrical outlets we're going to need for the grill and possibly some other things.
Mm-hmm.
And also we need to plan on things like if you're going to use a smoker, on where the wind's coming from, where we're going to place it so the smoke doesn't blow inside and suffocate everybody.
No, you want it to blow over to the neighbors and irritate
exactly.
them.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's payback time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's why I cut down the trees and the arborvitae in my backyard, and I haven't replanted them yet, so the smoke can kind of waft over. Isn't that the word, waft? They kind of waft
over.
Oh,
my neighbors get pissed. Even when there's no wind out, I'll get a fan out and kind of blow it over the fence.
You're a fun guy.
Yeah,
you're a fun guy. So, you know, there's an old theory, and it's called the 6P principle, and I'm going to share this with our audience. It's called proper planning prevents piss poor performance. Okay?
Very true.
And I can say that because it's Saturday radio and it's my show anyway. But, and we were just talking about working with the guys. But if you were, you know, if they're standing on the backyard, back porch, whatever, and they're saying, I got to redo this, do they think of the grills and stuff they want to hold first, or do they think of the decks that Dan's going to build them?
I would say they're probably thinking about the decks most of the time before they come see me. Yeah. And then I work with the space that they've created. But, you know, with my aluminum frames all being custom, I can work around any situation that's presented.
That's good.
Yeah.
What's the biggest deck you've made for somebody for a cooking surface, cooking area, you know?
100 square feet, 10 by 10.
Yeah.
That was just a portion of the rest of it, you know.
Oh, that's a nice size kitchen.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I would, if I talk to you after the show about building me a deck, there's one thing that's important. We've got enough grills and heavy grills and stuff. I need a ramp because we take stuff, put it on, take it off, put a different barbecue or a different grill, a different smoker up there. And I've come to believe that, you know, decks are cool. I love the little steps, love everything about them. But if you're going to do this seriously, you need to have a ramp to move, and it probably doesn't take much to build those, does it?
No.
No.
but like a wheelchair ramp.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, but you're not disabled. You're just mentally fried from cooking too much barbecue. But the thing is, you need a ramp to push those up. It's too hard to lift those things, you know. And even though you've got good solid frames around most of those grills and stuff, hard to get your wife out there at 5:30 in the morning to want to lift up one of the smokers because you're going to do 5 racks of ribs or something. Doesn't work very well. I can tell you that. So in the design and the look, how much input do you give them on that, Dan? I mean, if somebody says, well, I want to build a deck here. And you say, okay, what do you want? And they say, I don't know. And that's probably happened to you a million times.
Yeah.
So you have to come up with a design. Do you have to say, like, well, what are you going to do on it? Or are you going to, you know, just flat surface deck chairs type thing? Or are you going to cook? Or are you going to putt on it, play golf? What?
Basically, what I do is I've been in the business long enough to where I have a whole bunch of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my portfolio. And if I get a direction that they want, what they're looking for, then I can, you know, go through and, I like this, you know, I like that. Can you combine the two? That kind of thing.
Sure.
You know, I'm not a designer by any means, but I kind of get the gist of which direction the people want to go. And I've been around long enough that I've done that before.
Do you find simpler is better?
Yes. Yes.
I found that about a lot of things in life.
Kiss.
Yeah. Very yes. True. Yes. How about you? And you?
Oh, yeah. Keep it simple. I mean, my stuff's not that complex. You know, it's usually just, finding out what kind of grills you want to use, getting the flow of the outdoor kitchen designed properly. And once we get done, we walk away from it, and I rarely hear from customers other than to say what a great job we've done.
Other than from their lawyer or something?
Not yet.
Not yet. That's good. I like the word you use, flow. Mm-hmm. Because as a professional cook and stuff, I can tell you that if you're set up, I don't care if it's an indoor kitchen or an outdoor kitchen, if it doesn't flow, if things aren't in an area and in a pattern where you can use them easily, you know, get your hands on the pans, the knives, whatever it is, it's a pain.
Well, it's a very simple process, too, to design it that way. And about 90% of the kitchens I've seen designed outdoors, they're incorrect. I mean, it's a nice try, but not even close. But the flow is, you know, you want to do your prep area, you want to do your grill or cooking area, you want to do your plating area, and then your serving area. And usually the flow comes from the interior of the house where the interior kitchen is all the way to the last part of that.
Yeah. We're going to take another break here. By the way, if you're down in Woodburn, stop by and say hi to our friends at Barclays. They're on Highway 99E, just a little bit south of still in Woodburn City proper. But go in there, say hi to Mark, say hi to Jamie, look around. They got, they've got at least 10,000 things in that showroom to show you. We'll be back. We're going to do our lightning round. These guys are so innocent, so unsuspecting of this lightning round coming up. Don't go away.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole...
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one, broke into the stadium.
Hey, welcome back to the Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. And we thank Toby Keith for letting us share his tunes today. Don't forget, you can email us, barbecuenation@kxl.com. That's BBQ. Nation@KXL and also recipes@KXL.com. We've got a new, if you've been looking at the KXL website, we've got a new website there. Whole Alpha Media, like USA, has got this new website. So we've got the SoundCloud back up and working with all the old shows, and David assures me that we will have some of the recipes and my blog will be able to get back up there very shortly. Also, we're going to be launching a new Facebook page for the Nation here, and we're going to lock in my Twitter account this week on this, which is CowCook57. Oh, don't go away there. So you'll have some fun with that, and you can send us pictures of your food, your dog, your wife, whatever. Just no selfies, okay? I'm not into selfies at all.
So my poor unsuspecting guests here today are going to now be subjected to my actually favorite part of the show, which is the lightning round. And neither one of them. Well, Andy's played before, but with a different set of questions. Okay, here we go. What's the biggest problem with cooking outdoors this time of year?
The weather.
The weather.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people just don't want to go out there from the transition of a warm house into cold, frigid weather and rain at that.
Okay. Dan, is it easier for you to cook in the winter? What is easier to cook for you in the winter? Beef, pork, or chicken?
Chicken.
Chicken? Are you a big chicken guy? You like chicken?
Yeah, I like pork also.
Okay. All right. Do you have a favorite winter comfort food?
Steak.
Steak. Andy?
Beer.
That's a later in the thing. The beverage part comes later in the thing. Worst thing about grilling or barbecuing in the winter for backyarders?
What was that again?
Hello. Worst thing about grilling or barbecuing in the backyarder or in the winter for backyard, you know, people just out on their deck or on their patio doing it. What's the worst thing about it for them?
You know, just like I kind of said before on that other question, just getting out into the elements, you know. And, you know, it takes a little longer for your grill to heat up, and so the process is a little bit slower.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't keep me from doing it. It doesn't keep you from doing it.
No.
So I really don't experience those things that other people experience. They don't. Okay.
Dan, do you have any problems grilling in the winter?
No, I got an overhang. And
he's got it.
Yeah. Literally, I use my Traeger 5-6 times a week.
See, he's into it.
Good
man. Got it. He's got it. If you guys want a deck by a guy who knows how to barbecue, you got to call Dan here. Was Santa good to you?
Santa good to me? Not really.
I mean, did you get a lump of coal?
I'm trying to think what I don't know if I got anything this year. I got a bunch of paint to paint my house.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah. Actually, you gave me some stuff.
I did.
Yeah.
And I got a lump of coal here for you somewhere. I actually found it. I do have a lump of coal in here for
awesome.
You in my briefcase. How about you, Dan? Santa good?
Real good.
Santa good?
We went to Canada to see Debbie's mother and step father, and it was good. Good time.
For you. Good for you. What does the best day for Dan outside of work contain for activities?
Oh, wow. Best day. Driving my Camaro.
You got a Camaro?
Z28.
Okay, we're going to be talking about that after the show. How about you there?
My best day, it's usually, you know, Saturdays. You know, it's kind of my day off, and I prep a bunch of barbecue food and make a bunch of appetizers for the grill and watch sports and sip beer and hang out with my dogs, Annie and Wyatt. That's perfect for me.
They bite you again?
No.
No. Well, you had Wyatt neutered, so that's why he bit
that
you.
That helped out a lot.
Yeah. If you had one person in the world to cook for you, who would it be?
Debbie?
Yeah. Are you a good cook, Debbie? I'm assuming you are. But yeah? Okay. Andy?
One person to cook for me?
Yeah, one person in the world you could choose to cook for you.
You.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I've already done that. I've gone to barbecues just like you have with your friends cooking for you and everything like that, and, you know, I politely like it, but it's not that good most of the time.
Right.
You do it.
Yeah. It's kind of like eating deviled eggs that your aunt brings to the barbecue.
Something like that.
It's like, oh, good. Thanks. A lot of napkins. If you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would supreme ruler Dan decree?
Steak day.
Steak day.
Steak week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Andy? Nice.
I would probably say, I'd say smoker week. I'd like everybody to get out there and use their smoker more and, you know, kind of lay off the gas grill and things of that nature and really experience what really good barbecue tastes
sure.
like. Sure. You know, like Dan's Traeger, you know, that produces a great outcome, and my Primo does too.
Right.
Some people just don't do that.
Now, this is a little reverse. One person you wish you could cook for? Besides that blonde at the bar the other night.
Yeah. Yeah, right now, probably my friend Kristen. You know, she asked me to teach her how to barbecue, and we're
going
to get together and do that.
So. Kristen, I feel sorry for you. I've never met you, but I feel sorry for you. How about you, Dan?
Wow. Debbie's mother.
Debbie's mother?
Yeah.
You gonna do some schmoozing?
Safe answer.
She's in Canada, so.
Cook for the mother-in-law. Yeah. Oh, she can't even hear the show unless she listens to it on the net. Okay, well, okay. Favorite band or musical group?
You know, I'm a big U2 fan. You know, I grew up with them, and they've been around forever. And
yeah.
So, you know, I like playing their music on my piano and hanging out.
You play piano?
Yeah, I play piano pretty good.
Do you?
Not so much with the guitar and stuff, but it's just fun.
Good for you. What's your favorite musical group?
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Wrong. Favorite. Now here's the favorite beverage in winter.
Beer.
Well, yeah, that's all year long. Do you have a?
Well, cold beer.
Cold. Dan?
Canadian whiskey with Coke. Zero Coke.
There you go. Okay, a couple last questions here. Ever cooked in the snow in your underwear? I'm going to ask Dan that because I know you don't even bother with the underwear. So.
I do a lot of stuff in my underwear, but yeah.
Okay. I've cooked in the snow a lot. Matter of fact, when it does snow, I make it a point to barbecue just to, you know, make my neighbors look at me funny. But when I have done that, I have had underwear on, but I've had pants over them.
But never just out there in the BVDs? Or?
No, not yet. Not yet.
You're not living until you do that. Okay, last Good question. Job. Best advice for winter weekend warriors?
Have fun.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Well, that's something you know, we've been trying to promote forever. Like, barbecue is not just a summer thing. It's an all-year thing. So, mm-hmm. You know, in the wintertime, just crank the music up outside and barbecue some good food and do it slow like we've talked about so it takes a little while. And have a couple of beers and go from there.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for our lightning round this week. That was good. That was good. You guys are pretty good. I like that. Is he always been like that, though, wanting to suck up to the mother-in-law?
Yeah. He's his job. So good with
mom. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I know the drill. I'll be married 25 years this year, so I've survived. So, and I know the mother-in-law deal. I've got two of them, actually. Mm. Two mother-in-laws. Did you know that? No.
That's tricky.
That is tricky. And same father-in-law, two different mother-in-laws. You figure that out.
I'm trying.
So when you come home and you've been building decks like that, Dan, do you ever look around and say, I wish I had done something different, or I wish my customer would have had me do something different with their deck?
Yeah, there's always hindsight. It's best policy to try to get everything up front, planned out. And if they change their mind in the middle of the stream and I haven't spent too much time building something, you know, I'll do it generally with a no increase of cost.
Sure.
But, you know, it just... The better off you can be planned, the better off you're going to be.
Like I said, the 6P principle. And what about you in grill selection?
Well, Dan really nailed it. It's just asking the right questions and seeing what they want the outcome to be. And then there's generally not any confusion at the end like they want to do something else. You know, I go over all my grills and all the options so they know what they're getting into. And pros and cons as well.
Maybe you two ought to hook up after the show and see... You know, see if you can work together more.
I got his card.
He got his card. All right.
Go.
We're going to take a break here on the world-famous Barbecue Nation. You know, this show is now being, it's available, obviously, but we have listeners all over the country and a couple other continents, you might say. We're getting a few of those. We are.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. We'll be back.
How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio.
Really, man, come on. 6 o'clock news, say somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got it.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
Welcome back to the Nation on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with David Shurtleff. We've got Andy. Should I tell him Blackfeather or
sure.
Just Black? Blackfeather. Okay, that's his nickname, Blackfeather. She's already in the corner laughing. These guys are idiots. And we got Dan Williams from Dan Williams Construction out in Banks or Hills, the Hillsborough area, Washington County. I guess that's southwest Washington County, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right there, like that. And you've been doing this a long time, so I've got a question for you. If you build a deck, can you build a fire pit in the middle of a deck?
I have.
Yeah? And it didn't go poof when they
you
turned
it? You have to build it right.
Yeah.
You know, you have to you, it, use it around Ipe. Ipe's Class A.
Mm-hmm.
You have to design it right. You won't have any problems.
So, yeah, because I've some of my designs over the years on different things, especially out at the ranch, were truly trial and error. And there was a lot of the latter error, you know, things kind of went, and so that's why I was asking you that question. So can they do a gas pit, or can they actually do a log pit or a charcoal pit or anything?
You can do anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can you get one of those ones that, what am I thinking of, Andy? The Texas ones that raise and lower, you know, the grade on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can put that in there. And
don't see why not.
We had Matt Ramey talking about that, the kind of the Santa Maria style where they raise and lower those grates into the fire like that. So that could be done, too.
Oh, yeah. Everything can be done.
Everything.
You just have to do it right.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, most of the fire pits that I do actually have a burner where there's a stainless steel tray that is separated from the deck itself, so it would never interfere.
But those are gas?
Yes, natural gas or propane.
But they're not charcoal or hardwoods or anything like that?
No, don't do a whole lot of those.
Okay.
Just because of the convenience factor and things like that.
All right. Well, that was one of my big questions, actually, truly, because... And I guess one of my last questions for you, Dan, is when you're actually working with clients and stuff, how many times have you had to been a marriage counselor to your clients?
Several.
to
Mama's always right.
That's true. That's true. But there are ways around that. But, you know, I think a guy's version of the deck is one thing, a mom's, wife's, whatever, significant other, little different outlook on the deck, so to speak. Maybe some planter boxes, you know, little stuff like that. Guys thinking, you know, I can pull the recliner out here and get my beer or whatever and barbecue right there on the deck. So I think that would cause some issues once in a while.
Well, you know, with the customers I deal with, generally speaking, the guy picks out the grilling stuff. The significant other really doesn't care so much. She's more interested in the granite color. And doctoring up the look of the thing. But everyone seems to get along. And the nice thing about it, too, is it's something both both people can enjoy. When, you know, invite their friends over and their family over. It's not like it's a home theater or something where the guy enjoys it and she could care less.
No, that's true. I mean, that's true. But I just have, if you walk into my kitchen, our kitchen, sorry, honey.
Good man.
If you look on the wall, there's a stripe of paint on this wall, and there's a stripe of paint on this wall because we couldn't decide on the proper paint color for the kitchen. So the stripes live, and that's it. Anyway, we got to go, guys. I want to thank you, Dan Williams, for being with us today. We will put your website on our website and give out the information there. And Andy, as always, it's been a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me again.
Kind of a pleasure. It's good. Anyway, want to say hi to everybody. By the way, goodbye, Joel Krebs. Have fun, my friend, in Seattle. He's got a new job up there, so good luck to you. Ryan's warming up in the bullpen. Thanks to all of our affiliates. And David, take care of yourself. I'm JT. You can check out my personal website, cowboycook.com. We'll see you next week.
Beer for my horses.
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is produced and tolerated by David Shirtliff in Production Compound 4 High Above the Skyline of PDX. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.
Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men.
skin.